Sorry, Rob, did you jaw? But Maharaj, you said almost everything that I wanted to say, anyway, plus more, and a beautiful kirtan also.
Thank you. It would be your right to chastise me severely, but you are very kind to me.
That wouldn't be my right. That would be terrible because you spoke so nicely. Encouraging us to chant 64 rounds. But not letting us make it simply a bead game, a counting game. I'll shift what I wanted to say into something perhaps a little bit simpler and just read some quotations, because you spoke so much about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his desire for the devotees to chant 64 rounds a day, and also Srila Prabhupada's desire. Prabhupada also, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had the urgency of the mission so much pressing upon them, because they saw the world in such a need of rectification because of its so quickly going to hell, a fast train to hell in the name of progress. So what I would like to do is just read some quotations, starting one from Srila Prabhupada to Allen Ginsberg, and then read some from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and anything that I wanted to say in addition to what you already said probably will come out. 1968. The world is full of dangers at every step. Just like in the ocean, there is danger at every step. Sorva, that's a bit too loud. But if we take shelter of the boat that is known as the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Samasvitami Parapalava Plavam, then this great ocean of danger becomes as harmless as a small pit, and we shall be able to cross hundreds of such pits, Vatsapadam, simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So as we sit down to chant, the mind tends to rebelliously insert its own desires. And our job, our mission today, is to bring it back, bring the mind back to the sound vibration of Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Rama, Rama. We should accept that, make our sankalpa, that on this day, and it's only one day, we just have to bring our mind back, difficult as it is, and just hear Krishna's holy names, because that places us in the presence of Krishna. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Haya Andhakar. Darkness leaves. The darkness, darkness means tama, tamagun, ignorance. And ignorance means primarily Krishna Bhule Se Jeev, we're forgetting Krishna. And by placing us in the sun, our consciousness, not only the mouth, but our consciousness in the sun of Krishna's holy names, we will be with Krishna. So that sankalpa, that determination to attempt again and again, regardless of what the mind and where the mind is going, is our sincerity on this day. So let us try to be very sincere, and we will cross over all oceans of difficulty. Krishna will reciprocate with us. Another letter. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Charitamrita. One must come to the understanding that the holy name of the Lord and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself are identical. So when we are chanting Krishna's names, He is right there in front of us. Let us not turn our back on Krishna at the same time as we call Him. One cannot reach this conclusion unless one is offenseless in chanting the holy name. As such, one is understood to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he considers himself an eternal servant of the holy name. And in this spirit, distribute the holy name to the world. So, a prerequisite for success in preaching even is to practice what we preach and consider ourselves a servant of the holy name, not a master of the holy name. And our service is to be calling out to Krishna, to Srimati Radharani, Hare, to Ram, Radhika Raman or Balaram, to please engage us in our service and hear his holy name. A classic that actually Satchidananda Maharaj pointed out to me, Morning Walk, quite a few years ago. A devotee asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, it is very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It wanders. Prabhupada's reply, so what is the controlling of the mind? You don't have to control your mind. You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear, that's all. What's the question of the mind? So you tell your mind that when it starts disturbing. Just bring it back. From Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Oh, here's another one. A letter to 1972. Chanting japa should be done early in the morning with full concentration, preferably during the Brahma Muhurta time. Concentrate fully on the sound vibration of the mantra, pronouncing each name distinctly, and gradually your speed in chanting will increase naturally. Do not worry so much about chanting fast. Most important is the hearing.
That's from Bhakti Siddhanta
Sarasvati. No, these are all letters from Srila Prabhupada at this time. From Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If we chant the holy in a letter from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if we chant the holy name loudly, then the temptation of laziness will not be able to swallow us up. So everyone loudly say, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
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 Hare! Interesting, the temptation of laziness. We don't have to fall into it. When tamagun starts coming, we can resist that temptation. Another letter. Remain in this place and chant the holy name in a regular fashion. Read Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is particularly merciful to those who are humble in mind and who consider themselves incapable. So if we're having a difficult time, we should take shelter of C.C. Gaura and Nitai. If we feel ourselves, this is beyond my capacity, we call out to C.C. Gaura and Nitai for help. And this is very important. This one is very important, especially here in the Bhajan Stali of Srila Rupa Goswami. If you wish to give up offenses while chanting, does anyone wish to give up offenses while chanting? I certainly do, because it's ruining my spiritual life. Well, then go on chanting constantly, and the offenses will stop. Now please listen to this. Sriman Mahaprabhu gave all his power, all his shakti to Rupa Goswami. So pray to Sri Rupa and his followers and beg them to bestow Mahaprabhu's mercy upon you. This is really, this day should turn into a begging festival. You should especially pray to the personified name to make you worthy of serving him. Through the Lord's name, the Lord of the name will take up residence in your heart. Narottam, another letter from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Narottama Das Thakur has written, I have died without worshipping Gaura. Janiya, Shunya, Bishakainu. I drink poison after knowing it's poison and hearing it's poison. And our minds will try to pour so much poison into our consciousness. So, I have died without worshipping Gaura. I have spent my life striving for things that have no value. And I have made such little effort to attain that which is truly valuable. Chant the holy name in the way Narottama Das Thakur did, with that mood of very, very Nietzsche, feeling ourselves very low and insincere. No distress born of contact with the sense objects will be able to touch you. So if our minds become focused on one object of the senses or another, just become aware of it, don't follow it, and take shelter of Sri Guru Maharaj, of Srila Prabhupada, of Sri Rupa, of the Vaishnavas, and say, look at my condition. Look at my condition. I'm wasting my life. Oh, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, oh, Nittai, oh, Nityananda Prabhu, oh, dust of Braja, please help me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That will go. The darkness will go. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Harinam Chaitamani. The devotee should make it a regular practice to spend a little time alone in a quiet place and concentrate deeply on the holy name. Namasraya kore jatana tumi. That we should take shelter of the holy name, regardless of what our mind does. Just keep going back, and on this day we should become determined to take shelter of the holy name. On this one day, let us make this sankalpa. Wherever my mind goes, yato yato nischalati manas tanchanam astiram. It is like that. The mind is like that. But just on this day, let us bring it back to the shelter of the holy name. It takes humility to do that. It takes determination to do that. 1,000 times we'll be humiliated by our mind, and we should turn back to Krishna as quickly as possible. 1,001 times. Every time we should just turn back to Krishna and try again. Be determined for that. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur again, the devotee should make it a regular practice to spend a little time alone in a quiet place and concentrate deeply on the holy name. Not the tongue, Hare Krishna, and the mind somewhere else, and the heart, the deepest desire in our heart somewhere else. Try to line up these. It is impossible for the jiva to single-handedly avoid and overcome the illusion of distraction. Impossible. We cannot do it by ourselves. But by the mercy of the Lord, this is accomplished with ease. So now we should know where we have to go for our help. We cannot do it by our own power. Mama maya dratyaya mameva te papanyante mayam etan tarantite. We have to surrender to the holy names. Therefore, it is essential to prayerfully beg the Lord's grace with great humility. Begging has to be accompanied by humility, and humility has to be accompanied by, preceded by, failure. One won't feel humble unless one fails. So don't look at the difficulties or failures as failure. Look at them as a chance to become humble and become beggars for the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Sri Krishna Balaram and Giriraj and Guru Vaishnavas, the dust of Braja. Therefore, it is essential to prayerfully beg for the Lord's grace with great humility, for this is the only means to salvation from this offense of distraction from other. Another letter, or no, rather from Harinam Chintamani of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Those who attempt to take up devotional service on the merit of their individual intelligence or on the strength of their own power and mental expertise will find that all their endeavors are fruitless. It won't work. Lord Krishna's mercy is the prime cause of all success. One who does not aspire to attain the Lord's mercy is indeed a very unfortunate soul. Just recently I read from the pastime in Bhagavatam of Ajmer, and how after Ajmer was saved by his chanting of Lord Narayan's name, Narayana, four syllables, and he was calling his son. He wasn't even calling out to Lord Narayan in great helplessness or love, what to speak of love or fear. He was calling his son's name. And actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that calling out, the first time he called out the Lord's name, freed him from all sins he had committed in the past, in the present, and also in the future that he would later commit. So when the Vishnu Dutas came to protect him from the Yamadutas, the Yamadutas were furious, because the Vishnu Dutas were more powerful. And they said, he's sinful. We have to punish him. We have to make him burn for his own good, to purify him so he won't do that again. And the Vishnu Dutas said, no, you don't know what religion is, actually. And the meaning, you don't know the power of Krishna's holy name. Abhina Tvam Nama Namano. It is Krishna. So then the Yamadutas, after the Vishnudutas sent them away, they went to Yamaraj and said, what happened? We thought that your rule was the highest. Now we see that we have been overpowered as your servants by the Vishnudutas. Was Ajamil sinful or not? And Yamaraj, one of the Mahajanas, don't worry, my sons. Actually, he was not sinful. We have made a mistake. He was not sinful because if you... chanting of the holy names removes all sinful reactions. And then he gave a long list of horrible things. Someone who steals, someone who commits adultery, someone who does this, someone who does that. Chanting the holy names removes the sinful reactions for all those things. And then he ends by saying, yatastad vishayamati. Yatastad vishayamati. Please repeat that. Yatastad vishayamati. Yatastad vishayamati. And this means that what the holy names does is something still more wonderful, Mati means intelligence, or the mind. And Yamaraj, the Mahajan, who we follow, says, when we chant Krishna's names, it attracts the mind of Krishna. And here is the purport of Srila Vishwanath. Part of it's an extremely long purport to this, but here's just a short part of it. Destruction of sinful reactions is not the only result of chanting, because due to chanting, the Lord's mind dwells, it focuses on the person who chants. And the Lord thinks, this person belongs to me. What a relief. And who? Yeah, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he's a distributor of sweetness and solace. The Lord thinks, this person who is chanting my names belongs to me. And this is the purport to the verse where Yamaraj is talking about Ajamil's chanting, and he was just calling out the name of his son. But when chanting the Lord's name, the Lord thinks, this person belongs to me. I will always protect him. This is the meaning given by Srila Sridhar Swami Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, is actually just quoting from the commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami. So when we chant, we should keep in mind that we are talking to this person whose attention, mati, his mind, is coming to us by our chanting. And he's thinking, this person belongs to me. This is what we want to bring our mind back to and be determined on this day to do that. To the person, Krishna, whose name we are chanting. But this is not the end of the purport. Hearing his name being chanted and remembered, hearing his name being chanted, the Lord Narayan, hearing his name being chanted and remembering Ajamil, the Lord ordered the Vishnu Dutas to bring Ajamil to him because he was chanting his name. Then, Vishwanath says, how much more the Lord will remember a person who chants his name with a service attitude. So let us go into this day with great hope. That was the meaning of the drama that we saw yesterday, which was very potent and brought tears to the eyes of so many. We should chant with great hope and trust not in our own power. But in the mercy of the Lord and his kindness and the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami. But let us become determined, make our vows, even after we take prasadam. Because usually when we take prasadam, at least we forget the consciousness. All the blood goes from our intelligence and our heart into our belly. So, remember again, yatastad vishyamati, that the Lord's attention is going to go to us when we chant. Even more so, if we chant with a service attitude, what to speak of if we chant like the Braja Gopikas chanted while Krishna was leaving. They were chanting what? As Krishna was leaving, their hearts were going with him. They were chanting, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Govinda Damodara Madhave Ki. 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 So when we chant, if we are thinking about so many other things, as Ajamil was, then Sarva Papa Chai. Nama Basa Hoite Hai, Sarva Papa Chai. Finish.
One minute.
Yes.
He's taking 1 minute.
Yes.
64 round already, all available this place. Bengali Chupai, Narottam Das Thakur, Abil Tek Prasadam, sleeping, any time, ki bhojane, ki sayane, ki bajagarane, aharni so chinta kishna bala ho badane.
Translate.
Ki sayane, ki bajagarane, take the prasadam, sleeping and jagaran,
awake,
now
being awake, yeah.
Any time chanting Hare Krishna. Already 1 lakh available, no problem.
Hare Bol, no problem.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Rojana jai lokho naam kare, tare lokhopati kai." Bengali Chupai, Jagannath Ketra. Jo rojana ek naam kare, lakhpati kai. This place is like ATM.
It is like an ATM.
All manager first deposit money card. Our manager Rupa Goswami chanting Harinam deposit place. No deposit. No money card. Any person come here, automatic 1 lakh. Lekin you coming little bag, very big bag, hard. Very big bag hai, automatic 1 lakh coming. Now 3 lakhs. Jagai Mada already roj 2 lakhs. Jagai Mada. Koi no Jagai Mada.
Sab admi Jagai Mada.
No. Now 3 lakhs. Rupa Goswami available, no problem this place. Can this place very powerfully. 1 lakh. Automatic 3 lakhs.
Hari Bol.
Understand?
Yes.
This place 1 lakh. Automatic computer system. Automatic computer system 3 lakhs. Jai Jai Sri Radha Rani.
Thank you.
So while we are chanting, resting, we should, while we were eating, we should always just chant on this day. Yes.
So Hare Krishna, Ganga, please come here. Our Ganga Devi will distribute this water, this special tonic. It is from the Kankanakund, that is the central kund in Radha Kund, which was dug by the bangles of Srimati Radharani and her gopi companions. And it is this original kund from which all the water which fills up the Radha Kund comes. So when it was visible, this Kankana Kund, this year, it was since a long time for the first time again visible, one devotee took this particular bottle. You see how clear and pure it is. Out of the Kankana Kund, it's directly Srimati Radharani's mercy. And if you put that on your head, the chanting of 64 rounds will be very easy. And let us remember our Hrishikesh Baba saying, if we do chant here, then Rupa Goswami will triple our amount.
Our investment
will be tripled. So we don't want to keep you now any longer. You must be like young horses now. Let us run. You please take your prasadam, and then maybe you go to some favorable tree and chant or rest for 5 minutes, and then you go. Huh? So, Hare Krishna. We wish you all the best. May all your aspirations be fulfilled. And if there are any discussions at the after lunch, there will be the open shop, which gives free advice.